Welcome in. Today we're doing a very specific, very powerful beginner move for drum and bass in Ableton Live, fine timing edits for Amen Ghost Notes. Ghost notes are those tiny, quiet in-between hits. They're not supposed to jump out at you like the main snare. They're there to make the break feel alive, rolling, and human. And the big idea in this lesson is that you don't need to completely reprogram the Amen to get that roll. You just need tiny microshifts, usually in the 5 to 20 millisecond range, plus a bit of level control so those shifts actually read as groove, not mistakes. By the end, you'll have a tight two bar amen where the main kick and snare feel stable, but the little snare taps and hat ticks create that push-pull movement. That's the rolling feeling people talk about in jungle and modern DNB. Alright, set up your session first so your timing decisions translate. Set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'm going to use 174. Turn on the metronome and set a 1-bar count in. That count in is really useful because we're going to a slash beat timing changes a lot and you want your brain to reset before you judge. Now create an audio track called Amen Auto and create a MIDI track called Amen MIDI Optional. Even if you think you'll stay in audio, it helps to know the MIDI route exists because sometimes it's the cleanest way to control ghosts. Now let's import and warp the Amen correctly. This step is everything, because if your warp is drifting, your micro edits won't feel like groove, they'll feel like chaos. Drag your Amen break onto the Amen audio track. Click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. Ableton might guess the segment BPM wrong, so correct it if needed. For warp mode, choose beats. This is usually best for breaks. Set preserve to transients. Start with transient loop mode off, and set the envelope around 60 to 80%. Higher envelope gets tighter, but it can get harsher and more clicky, so don't just crank it. Now, if the clip is drifting, right-click and choose warp from here, straight, and make sure 1.1.1 lines up exactly on the first real downbeat transient. Not kind of close. Exactly. Your goal is that the core hits are lined enough that your tiny changes are meaningful. Cool. Now we need to identify what we are moving and what we are not moving. Ghost notes in the Amen are usually quiet snare taps, little kickish thuds, and fast hats that fill the gaps. The rule of thumb for most rolling DNB is, keep the main kick and the main snare stable. That's your spine. Then micro-shift the ghosts and some hats to create roll. So zoom in and look at the waveform. Big transients are your main hits. Those are anchors. The small spikes, those little blips, those are your ghost targets. And here's an extra coach note. Think in relationships, not absolute timing. You're not trying to win a contest where every ghost is exactly 12 milliseconds late. You're listening for the relationship between the backbeat, the ghosts, and the hats. The main snare should pin the bar. Ghosts should support it, not compete with it. And a couple hats can lean forward to give energy without touching the main hits. Next, we add warp markers only where needed. Surgical editing. Double-click near transients to create warp markers. Put warp markers on the main snare hits as anchors. Put them on the main kick hits as anchors. And then put markers on the ghost snare taps you want to move. This is the key workflow. Anchor markers prevent the whole loop from time stretching when you move a ghost. Think of it like pinning fabric before you stitch. Pin the strong hits. Nudge the weak hits. Now we do the core technique, micro-timing nudges. These are small moves with big feel. As a starting point, 5 to 10 milliseconds late feels more rolling and relaxed. 10 to 20 milliseconds late can be the heavier drag, but it can get messy quickly, so be careful. And 3 to 8 milliseconds early gives urgency and that skittery jungle edge. To nudge precisely in audio, zoom in until you can basically see milliseconds. Click the warp marker on a ghost hit and drag it slightly left or right while watching the time ruler and, more importantly, listening. And don't audition the whole two-bar loop while you're making a micro edit. You'll get lost. Do a micro loop audition. Set your loop brace tightly around the ghost and the surrounding hits. First audition one beat. Ask, does the hit sit right? Then audition one bar. Does the pocket hold? Then audition two bars. Does it start feeling draggy over time? This is a huge tip, because a ghost can sound amazing in a one-beat loop, but weird across two bars. Two-bar audition catches that early. Now, here's a classic DNB pocket move you can try immediately. Keep the main snare on grid. Nudge ghost snares about 8 to 15 milliseconds late, and then nudge a couple hat hits 3 to 6 milliseconds early. That combination is the push-pull. Ghosts slightly late give weight and roll. A couple hats slightly early give forward motion. Your BPM stays the same, but the groove feels faster and deeper at the same time. That's the magic. Now, a quick practical thing. Grid and snap. Set your grid to 1/16th to start, then switch to 1/32nd or 1/64 when you need finer control. And when you're doing true micro edits, you may need to turn snap off, because ghost timing often lives between musical divisions, and forcing it to a grid can defeat the whole point. Okay, optional but powerful. Convert to MIDI for controlled ghost timing, if you want cleaner control, especially if you're the type who likes editing notes more than warp markers. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Convert Drums to New MIDI Track. Ableton will create a drum rack with slices and a MIDI clip that approximates the rhythm. Now you can identify ghost hits usually by their lower velocities. Select those notes and nudge them. You can use the keyboard nudge commands, or set your grid to 1/64, or even turn off snap and drag. A very classic move here. Ghost snares late by a hair and low velocity equals roll. It's not just timing. It's timing plus dynamics, which leads perfectly into the next step. Shaping ghost notes so your timing edits read properly. Timing alone won't work if ghosts are too loud or too bright. If you shift a ghost late but it's loud, it can feel like a flam, like an accidental double hit. So here's a quick flam check. If you hear a da-da around your main snare, even quietly, that's a flam. Fix it by either moving the ghost farther away in time, or turning it down more. Tiny gap plus audible level usually reads as a mistake, not groove. If you're working in MIDI, set ghost velocities around 20 to 50. Start around 35. Main snare hits might be 95 to 120. Kicks often 100 to 127 depending on the sample. If you're staying in audio, use a simple stock processing chain to keep things clean and readable. Start with EQ8. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz to remove rumble. If it's harsh, dip a little around 6 to 9K. Then drum bus. A bit of drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep boom off or very low because boomy breaks fight your sub. If warping dulled the loop, add a small transient boost. If you have Live 12, a transient shaper can help. Add a touch of attack if the ghosts disappeared, or reduce attack if hats are getting spiky. Then saturator. Turn soft clip on. Add 2 to 6 dB of drive. You're listening for grit and density, not fizz. And here's a subtle teacher note. If you nudge ghosts later, you often want them a little quieter. Late plus loud is where flams live. Now, let's make it musical. Arrange it like a DNB tune so it doesn't feel like a copy-paste loop. Take your 2-bar loop and duplicate it out to 8 bars. Make small variations every 2 bars so it breathes. For example, bars 1 and 2. Cleaner amen, minimal micro edits. Bars 3 and 4, slightly more ghost drag and a tiny hat push. Bars 5 and 6, remove one ghost snare so there's space, which makes the next snare hit feel bigger. Bars 7 and 8, add a tiny surprise by shifting one ghost a little earlier, like a mini fill. You can also do a call and response idea across 2 bars. Bar 1, ghost slightly later. Bar 2, one or two ghosts slightly earlier, like it's catching up. That gives motion without adding any extra hits. Another intentional method is the gravity edit. Only adjust the ghosts that lead into or follow the main snare. A tiny early pre-snare ghost adds anticipation. A tiny late post-snare ghost adds tail and drag. It tends to sound more musical than nudging everything randomly. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't move the main snare off-grid in most rolling DNB. The backbeat has to punch consistently. 2. Don't skip anchor warp markers. If you move one ghost and the whole bar stretches, you'll chase your tail for an hour. 3. Don't overdo timing changes. If you're shifting 30 to 50 milliseconds, it stops beating groove and starts beating broken, unless that's your deliberate goal. 4. Don't leave ghosts too loud. And 5. Don't overwarp. Too many warp markers create artifacts. Move fewer things. And that's actually another big pro tip. A clean way to avoid warp artifacts is to move fewer things. If a ghost is super quiet, heavy warping can smear it. Often you only need to hit at the 2 to 5 most important ghosts in the bar, usually around snare moments. Leave the tiny ticks alone and shape them with level and EQ instead. If you want heavier, darker DNB vibes, here are a couple quick upgrades. Late ghosts plus gritty saturation equals weight. Try ghost snares 10 to 15 milliseconds late and a little saturation with soft clipping. It makes the ghosts feel like they're underneath the beat. Try parallel crush for menace. Create a return track with glue compressor, fast attack, medium release, ratio around 4 to 1, and aim for maybe 6 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Add some drum bus drive after it. Then blend it quietly under the dry break. That way your ghost dynamics still exist on the dry channel, but you get that aggressive glue underneath. And one more modern trick. If the amen hats feel thin after warping, Add a very quiet noise hat layer, white noise into auto filter, short decay, barely audible, micro nudge that layers slightly early. It can modernize the top without changing the brake's identity. Now let's lock this in with a mini practice exercise you can do in 15 minutes. Load an amen at 174 BPM and warp it cleanly. Pick 3 ghost notes, ideally snare taps. Duplicate the clip so you have 3 versions. Version A, ghost song grid. Version B, those ghosts 8 milliseconds late. Version C, those ghosts 15 milliseconds late. A slash B all 3 with the same processing chain so you're not fooled by loudness or tone changes. Kick the best pocket, then nudge 2 hat hits about 4 milliseconds early, and lower those hats slightly so it's energy, not annoyance. Listen for 3 things: does it roll, does it glue together, and does the backbeat still slap? Before we wrap up, do one final reality check. Mute everything except the brake and the metronome. If it feels good alone, bring your bass back in. If it suddenly falls apart with the bass line, your ghosts are probably stepping on the groove, either timing-wise or because they're occupying the same frequency space. In that case, turn the ghosts down, high pass the brake a bit more, or simplify the ghost pattern. Bass is part of the groove. Alright, quick recap. Warp the amen cleanly in beats mode, minimal markers. Anchor the main kick and snare, and nudge ghosts, not the spine. Work in tiny moves, 5 to 20 milliseconds. Combine late ghosts for weight with slightly early hats for energy, and you get that classic DNB push-pull. Then make the ghosts behave with velocity, eck, drum boss, and a touch of saturation or parallel glue. This audio version is shortened for playback.